high pressure will move overhead today, keeping the cold air in place and our weather quiet through the weekend. Temperatures should moderate some as we head into Sunday, but we'll be slow to cooperate, so don't expect a drastic and sudden change. Some clouds will form up this evening and overnight, which should help to insulate us and keep the temperatures just a little milder, but the extent of that cloud cover is still questionable, which will make for a wide range of overnight lows. As the system approaches tomorrow, we'll likely see quite a bit of mid and upper level clouds, making for a partly sunny day with a light southerly flow kicking in as we head toward the afternoon in advance of a system, and that should help temperatures to moderate some. Even with that system moving through, the air mass is rather dry, so not much, if any, precipitation will be expected. Temps will continue to moderate as we head into Monday, but still be running a little below normal. High pressure then builds into the region and keeps the forecast quiet through much of the rest of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no thunderstorm areas are forecast and remain unlikely through tonight. A largely zonal flow regime across the continental U.S. combined with a lingering continental polar air mass across most areas east of the Rockies will preclude any threat for thunderstorms. Some shallow convection will be possible along the Florida east coast and across deep south Texas, but lightning is not expected as a result of the relatively warm cloud tops and a lack of mixed phase or charge separation. Otherwise, conditionally unstable low mid-level lapse rapes will accompany a shortwave trough moving eastward across Wyoming and western Nebraska this afternoon. However, limited moisture and buoyancy suggest that thunderstorms are unlikely. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says there are no tropical cyclones in the Atlantic Basin currently, and tropical cyclone activity is not expected over the next 48 hours. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Friday of 87 at Miami, Florida, to a low this morning of 9 below zero at Mount Washington in New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near chills down below 20 and 30 degrees. In Boston, sunny and chilly with a high near 35 degrees. Winds could gust up near 20 miles an hour there. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a light easterly wind and a high temperature near 35 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 50 degrees with a record of 70 set in 2002. Normal minimum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 15 set in 1956. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 11th. 6:42 a.m. was sunrise and sunset will come at 4:36 p.m. For tomorrow, November 12th, sunrise at 6:43 a.m. and sunset at 4:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny and cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, including Middletown, the Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny today with highs in the mid-30s, partly cloudy this evening, but then becoming mostly cloudy overnight, lows near 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows near 10 above. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Partly sunny Tuesday, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, highs in the 40s to near 50. Partly sunny Thursday, highs also in the 40s to near 50. And Friday, a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the 40s to near 50 degrees. Thank you to all of those who served and continue to serve our great country. Happy Veterans Day to you. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.